Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Testimonial Tuesday here on Beamer's Own Blog Talk Radio, and it is March 26, 2024, and I am your host, Greg Peterson, and I will be accompanied by the amazing Mike Malley today. He's running a little bit late here, so anyway, he's going to be coming on. But today is Testimonial Tuesday. So what is Testimonial Tuesday? This is the opportunity for everybody to call in and give their compliant testimonial. And hang on just a second because I am getting a high five from Mike right now. So I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to let him share his amazing, sexy voice with you as well. Go ahead and take it away, Mike.
Hi, Greg. Welcome, everybody. I'm very happy to be co-hosting with you today. Always enjoy it. I know we'll have a lot of good testimonies today. And it's a rainy day in Georgia, but it's a beautiful spring, and I welcome you, too.
Awesome. Yeah, so what I was going to do is I was going to explain really quick on what Testimonial Tuesday is, what we're looking for, and then also how to listen to the recordings, which is so important because most people actually listen to the recordings later, and our system will show the number of people that call in, but it doesn't give their name or personal information or anything like that. But we do keep logistics. We keep the numbers on how many people are calling in to see if we are to maintain and keep the show up and running. The numbers are starting to go up because we've got some amazing people. Like when I have on Wednesdays, lots of times I will have Marley Sponk, a veterinarian. She will cover for me occasionally when I am busy traveling or doing whatever the case may be. And she likes to bring on special guests. So make sure also that you monitor that. And yes, I will be starting to do the same too, but I've been a little busy trying to do some other logistics with the business here to help things grow and build as we continue moving forward, as Beamer is continuing to grow and develop. A lot of exciting things are going to be coming down the road here for us. So now is the time for us to work on our foundation, our basics, and develop those basic skills, which is so important. And a part of that is your testimonial, because your testimonial is coming from you. We do not do third-party testimonials, giving other people's stories. Now, you can just say, hey, you know, Mary Jo down the road there, she got on the Beamer, was having some issues, and when she got done, she couldn't have been happier than ever. But if you want to hear her story, let me get you in contact with her. That's as far as we can go. All right, we do not do before or after photos. We have people that are continually wanting to try to do that on Facebook or wherever, social media, or showing even in private. That is a huge, huge no-no because we're covered under the FDA. So let me go under the items of what is considered a testimonial and so forth. So anyway, no mention of disease names. That are common to the medical field because they're considered medical terminology. So the use of diabetes or fibromyalgia or cancer, anything like that, we cannot use those terms when given our testimonial. And let's face it, most people don't know what fibromyalgia is. However, if you say, look, I was suffering from constant body aches and muscle aches continuously, and the doctors couldn't figure out what to do for it, but after I started using the Beamer, I had such amazing results and I've got my life back. That's more impactful. Why? Because think of it as this, folks. If I said, oh my gosh, I looked up in the sky and saw the most amazing blue sky ever, it was unbelievable. It was breathtaking. Now, your imagination is going to take over, and in your mind, you're going to picture the most beautiful, brilliant, blue sky out there. So it is best to go ahead and just be vague on things and let other people's minds fill in the blanks, because that way you can have a more impact with individuals, okay? There's no mention of drug names or the use of word pain, cured, or treatment here in the U.S. Now, in Canada, they can use the word pain, all right? But in the U.S., we cannot, because the FDA has put us in a category that we are a medical device, and we technically are not medically trained, and that is considered a medical term in the United States. So what can we use in replace of it? Discomfort. That's simple. I was suffering from a lot of discomfort in my back, and after using the Beamer, I had an amazing amount of relief that there's no way I would go without my Beamer now. The same way with cured. Beamer doesn't diagnose, cure, or treat any disease. So on cured, you can just say, after I started using the Beamer, I had this one issue and it appears to have resolved, and I'm no longer suffering from that issue any longer. On treatments, only physicians or clinicians can do treatments. We as a distributor only do sessions, okay? We only do sessions. And then last but not least, we do not do protocols for, like, well, I know I have got swelling in my right elbow, so this is what is required to use. No, it's not like that at all. We use the Beamer overall on your overall body, and then you can go ahead and highlight and hit on a certain area as such, but we don't have specific protocols, because that would be having to diagnose the issue. And then with that diagnosis, then you're putting a certain label or protocol for that certain diagnosis. And we don't do that. And I remember when I first started on with Beamer and they said, okay, you got to tell people Beamer doesn't diagnose, cure, or treat any disease. And I'm like, well, then why are we using this? Well, here's the light bulb moment that I had. My light bulb moment was when I realized that, you know what? It is our bodies that do it. And Beamer is the tool that gives our bodies the ability to take care of those issues. It reestablishes what our bodies already had. Think of it as the sleeping giant. Beamer's that nice big stick poking the giant, waking it up, and then allowing the giant to do what the giant needs to do. Mike, is there anything that you would like to add before I continue on to how to listen to a recording?
Greg, you've done a great job of explaining it. I think your light bulb moment was kind of like mine too, because we realize that the Beamer does amazing things in helping our body, and our body does the proper thing to get us in the homeostasis. And that was a very good explanation.
Well, good. Let me continue on then. So how do we listen to a recording? And while I finish up on how to listen to a recording, folks, how you are able to call in actually is you're already here. Congratulations. So now all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue, and we would love to be able to hear your testimonial. Now, there are individuals that have given testimonials many times in the past, but you got to remember, we have brand new people that come on every week, and they've not heard nor do they know how to listen to their previous recordings. So this could be new for that person. So don't be afraid. And remember, this is a great way to polish up your 30-second or 1-minute testimonial, as they would say, your elevator speech. Why do they call it an elevator speech? Because think of it as if you were to walk into an elevator and you bump into somebody and they say, oh, hey, what's that Beamer? I see you got it on your shirt. You can go, oh, well, hey, this is a patented medical device which enhances local blood flow, fitness, and vitality and supports healthy aging. It's something I use on a daily basis. It's changed my life. Would you like some more information? That's all you need to do to get things established and started. And then on your testimonial, you can just say, look, I was having back issues bothering me for a long time. I'd been a construction worker. I started using the Beamer, and within a couple of weeks, I am back, and I feel like I'm back in my 20s again. You do not have to drag on and go on and on and on and on and on about what you did previously or anything like that. Simple, short, sweet. Let the person's imagination build the story, not you trying to micromanage the description and actually then losing contact with the individual because you're boring them. It's that simple. And so anyway, how do we listen to a recording? Well, there's four different ways. And the first way is by going to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. That's the first way, blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Then the second way to find this information is going into your back office. You go to your Beamer back office, your BBO, and so that's backoffice.beamer.services. When you do that, a window pops up. You enter in your email and your password, and you click on that, and this opens up your back office. Then when your back office is opened up, you go to the far left side, and you are going to go to Distributor Library. And once you click on Distributor Library, then that will open up a window, and you just look for the calendar. It's towards the top, and run your cursor over the item where then a orange line appears under the calendar kind of heading type of thing that's right near the top. Click on that, and that opens up the calendar. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings, you'll see on the calendar is Blog Talk Radio. So run your cursor over it, and a little window will pop up, and it will show some of the information. But when you click on it, then by doing that, then that will actually open it up, and you are able to then see all the information with Blog Talk Radio. So there is that. Now, the other two ways, if you have an Android or if you have an Apple phone, if you have an Android phone, there's an app on your phone that is free, Podcast Player. Podcast Player. If you go to that and then just type in the word Beamer and click on that, all the recordings of Blog Talk Radio are right there in the palm of your hand. If you have an Apple phone, it's your podcasts app, and that's plural, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, podcasts. When you click on that, once again, there's the little search item in the lower right-hand corner. It looks like a magnifying glass. Click on it, type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then that will open up the options, and there's only one option. You click on it, and right there, once again, in the palm of your hand are all the recordings of Blog Talk Radio. You have your Testimonial Tuesday, Roundtable Wednesday, and Equine Thursday, which are all absolutely amazing. So, Mike, is there anything that you would like to add as we wait for others to raise their hand here? Remember, folks, just press the number one on your phone, and let's get the show started here.
Well, Greg, they certainly don't want to hear us speak for 45 minutes, although we could do that. we may do that, but we want to hear your testimony because that's what makes this show. And as Greg said, sharing and all of us contributing is the reason we do this. We're volunteers. We enjoy it. Greg, you've headed it up for so many years, and I really respect you and admire you for keeping us all together on this show, and we're going to continue to do it, but we want to hear your testimony. I will share one of my most recent testimonies, and I think it had to do with my knees and my ankles, which sometimes get sore or they need attention from the Beamer. So I just placed the B-pad around my ankles and do one or two sessions a day, and it's amazing how it helps everything with that. But when you get up and you're walking around, you don't feel the stiffness, or you don't feel any tightness, because we know what the Beamer's doing. It's getting oxygen and blood flow into every cell of our body in the microvessel bed. And isn't it amazing that we can do one Beamer session and feel some relief from it?
Oh, most definitely. I'm curious, Mike, how are you introduced to Beamer? I think it'd be wonderful if today, if people were to raise their hand by pressing the number one on the phone and let us know, how were you introduced to Beamer? And that might give other people ideas of how they could share the Beamer and get Beamers into other people's lives. So take it away, Mike.
Well, I'll be happy to share that. 7 years ago, I have a dear friend. We've been friends for since I moved to Atlanta, Gene Kernighan. In fact, we formed an LLC and we're business partners. And Gene called me and said, Mike, I think we need to look at this, because my friend Rick Roundtree, with whom Gene was close and had been friends before, contacted us. We did a conference call, and Rick explained this amazing medical device I'd never heard of. And Gene and I decided we have to do that. And I'm so happy we did, because as a result, we've met wonderful friends in the Beamer family. We became organizational managers here in Georgia. And it's been a very, very happy ride since. When I first got on the Beamer, I had just had knee replacement surgery on my left knee. My physical therapist said that, because I had the Beamer at that point, said that my recovery was amazing. I never had much discomfort from it. I didn't take medication. It was, for lack of a better word, a piece of cake. And since then, I use it on twice a day, sometimes more, if we have a discomfort in some part of our body. But it's just amazing. It's hard to describe sometimes, and the testimonies that we hear sometimes are very hard to believe, but it's the body helping the body do what it does best. And Greg, I'm just so thankful.
Well, Mike, you know, when you mentioned how it was Rick Roundtree or the other gentleman, but what I would like to, I want to dig a little bit deeper. What was it that sparked your interest when he was sharing it with you? Was that this could help with my health, or, hey, here's a business opportunity, or, you know what, that might be able to help. I might be able to help some other people I know with that. What was it that kind of really sparked your interest?
I think with Rick being such a networker and so good in speaking to people and explaining and helping, that's probably the foremost thing. I knew my friend Gene. I had just met Rick. And when he explained how we can make some money, we can help some people and help our own life and health, I was fortunate, because I've been in good health all of my life, and I wanted to continue that. You know, who doesn't want to feel good going into their 70s or 80s? And from what I'd researched and what Rick had told me, I wanted that too. And so it's come true, because now I'm a senior citizen, but I do feel better. I do feel younger. I think that was a very important thing for me because my mother lived to be 97. I'm convinced I can live healthy into my later years, and I don't want to share it with anybody here because nobody will repeat it, but I'm shooting for 100.
And, yeah, I have no doubt. And, I saw the spring in your step at the manager's meeting when we were walking around that huge convention center.
Well, I tell you, Greg, it was so nice talking to you and visiting with you, too. That was a great meeting, and it was so good if all of us get together again. But I'd say better health. I saw that the Beamer, we all know that things that come from Germany are usually top flight. I saw that there was earnings to be made, helping people and helping our health stay well, wealth and health. And I think those were the main components why I was interested. And they've all come true.
Yeah, so it sounds like it was an even balance between wanting to improve your health status or maintain it as well as the business opportunity. And actually a third component is just helping people. So not only your own health, not only here's a financial opportunity, but also being able to give towards others and helping other people. So basically it's a trifecta there for you.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, how about yourself?
Me, I just wanted my hair to grow back, Mike, as you all know. No, actually.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Anyway, what it is, folks, for those that don't know, I have my receding hairline is more than a dozen rabbits running backwards, okay? So that's a receding hairline. Okay, anyway, continuing on, I hope everybody is still upright and sitting in their chairs right now. So anyway, I learned about it accidentally being a crew member for a four-man bicycle race team that did the race across America in 2016. And I was the biggest skeptic in the world. Here were these guys, and they were getting on this mat type of thing and magnetic or whatever it was. And, oh, yeah, we use this, and this is what it helps. And I'll be honest, never heard anything about it. It was new to me. It was just like, okay, what's this hocus pocus stuff? And I just blew it off. But then during the race, when the guys were mentioning and they had such a conviction in their voice saying, look, as soon as our guys get done riding, we got to get them back to the motorhome. We got to get them on the Beamer. They got to start the recovery. I realized that they were serious about this. And I mean, legitimately. And then also when you see the fire in someone's eyes, when they're telling you that, it's like, wow, they mean this. And so not only was I convinced after watching them complete the race, and not only did we win, but we beat all the eight-man teams, which has never been done before. And then I talked to a couple of our riders, and I asked them, I go, what's with this thing? And one of our riders, I won't mention names here or anything like that, but they mentioned, Greg, I've been using this for over 5 years. And I go, what? I go, I didn't think it came to the U.S. until a couple years ago. They mentioned, no, I heard about it in Europe when I was racing in Europe. And I was using a previous device that you had to be on 3 times a day. It only lasted for an hour, and it raised your blood flow maybe 4 or 5%, but it would help with recovery. It was better than nothing. He goes, when I learned about Beamer, and I could be on it for 8 minutes twice a day, it lasts for 12 to 18 hours, raises your blood flow up to approximately an additional 30% at the cellular level. He goes, Greg, that's a slam dunk. In athletics or anything, it comes down to the 3 R's, rest, recovery, and regeneration. Okay, once again, rest, recovery, and regeneration. He goes, Greg, if you can master those 3 items as an athlete, then you are going to improve and excel past other people. He goes, but it requires to do that. So that's how I learned about it. And then I did my due diligence. I looked up on, at that time, we only had like YouTube to look at. So I was looking at stuff from Europe and South America and South Africa and all these other countries and seeing all these testimonials and the whole bit that are now considered non-compliant here in the United States. But yeah, I was sold. I ended up getting one without even trying it. Right away, I noticed more energy during the day, sleeping better at night, my recovery, and my energy during my bike rides was automatically increased. I was setting personal bests right away because my system keeps track of my heart rate, my energy output, my distance, my speed, all during the different sections of a bike ride that maybe I've done previously. So it was letting me know, hey, you just set another personal best. Hey, you just set another personal best. And it was unbelievable. And from that point on, it's just continued to change my life. And I feel like I'm back in my 20s again, and I'm 62. And I truly give credit to the Beamer, as well as now because of that, I'm also have learned being in this atmosphere of other health-oriented people that you get great tips on actually, this is a better way to eat. Here's a better way to exercise. Here's great ways to get better rest. Here's how techniques to work on your breathing. There's so many different things that we can do to also accentuate. And Beamer works in conjunction with all these other modalities. If you go to a chiropractor, if you go to an acupuncturist, if you go to a massage therapist, anything of those items, Beamer will definitely help out with all of that. So just wanted to give a heads up. Now, I did see that we did have a hand raised. However, they disappeared on us. And hopefully they'll be able to log back in and then raise your hand again. But come on, folks. Are we just one person? We've got all these people online listening. Let's have one person raise. Okay, I see we've got our brave soul back. So let's call in on 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Good morning, Mike and Greg. It's Sibylla from Monterey.
Hello, Sibylla.
Good morning. I thought I'd just give you a little break from talking. I just wanted to share how much I love my Beamer. Without Beamer, I really feel like I still can't make it. It's just such a, every day, I never miss it, cannot even move. Then those are days where I can't make it to the Beamer. But every day, it's never, oh, I have to do it. I'm so looking forward to do my 8-minute session in the morning and in the late afternoon. And it always makes me feel better. In whatever now, way, every day is a little bit different. It can give me more energy, or it when I'm more stressed out, it just puts me more back into balance. I'm getting more relaxed. I can totally feel it in my head, how I get more clear, more clarity, more clear thinking. I can make better decisions after Beamer. And when I'm all achy and nothing wants to move right, and it just makes my body move better. My movements after a session are more fluid. My energy is coming back. I feel like, okay, now I can go through the next whatever, how many hours, and I will make it. And I totally feel how it has helped me with my sleep. I have never used anything for the night with Beamer. I just do my 8-minute sessions. But over the years, it really gave me hours in a row back that I can sleep from not being able to sleep at all for years. Then the first time that I slept like 20 minutes, I felt like the queen. And since then, I can really sleep for 4, 5, sometimes 6 hours in a row. I'm not yet back to my 8 hours, but I know in the future I will do that. And then when I have an acute issue, sometimes I just, I'm not in the present moment, and I just move too fast, and I bump into something and get a bruise, or I leave my fingers when I close the door in there. So for all those acute things, my BEMA sessions are magic. It's like the bruise disappears, the swelling goes away, my fingers can move pretty fast again after a day. So it's my go-to remedy for such acute situations. But other than that, I will never give up my BEMA. I will always, always, always do it and look forward to doing it.
Sybil, how did you get introduced to BEMA, and what was it that sparked your interest? How that person was introduced?
Oh, I had no interest in BEMA. I had no clue that there was a BEMA. My body was leaving, and it was just my last reach out to a friend of mine who has helped me on my journey to not dying sooner. And she said, I have nothing. You got everything I can share with you, but I will ask around. So she asked around in her field of friends who are more in holistic helping a body to come back to health. And one of these people knew about the BEMA. So she got it for, it makes sense to her that improved blood flow helps to the body to resolve issues. And she got it, bought it, and tried it, and put her whole family on it. And after about a month, I think, she thought, well, we see here some results happening, so maybe it helps Sybilla. And she brought it over to me, and it makes sense to me. I didn't see a video or nothing. She just said that improves the blood flow. And it makes sense that I didn't have any left. Otherwise, I would not have been in such a miserable state of health. And I said, okay, I want one, but I have no money. And it took me a little while to get money together. But then when I had it, that was in, I think in 2016, in April, I bought my BEMA.
Wow.
And then it took, I don't know, a week or something that it came. And then when it came, then I started using it very, just as I was told, 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening. And little by little, over the years, it seems like the improved microcirculation cleaned up my body to a level that after 4 years, I finally felt that something was happening, that my body just felt for a moment like, oh, this is the body I, for a second, 2 seconds, just, oh, this reminded me of the body that I used to have. But before, I didn't feel anything. It was just the same misery, but my body stopped disappearing. Mm-hmm. That was a good thing.
So you were sold on the concept of what BEMA did, and you didn't have an opportunity to see the science, but yet you believed in the people that were sharing this with you, and your ability to maintain your belief in the concept and waiting it out. And you said it was about four and a half years before you really started having breakthroughs. But because of that, you've got your life back, right?
Yeah, I mean, for 4 years, I did not get any life back. I was just hanging there. That's really how I felt. It was the same, everything not functioning, but my body stayed. So that was good. It did not get any worse. So that was not much left till I would have not been able to live anymore. So, yeah, it was 4 years about that I felt this little shush coming. I said, oh, my God, Sybilla, this is how I know, how I usually feel. And then it was really more energetically. And then, I mean, the breakthroughs, there was not one big breakthrough. It was really a slow crawl, but things were changing. I really felt on every level where I was so dysfunctional, everything little by little here and there was like the body was working on projects And when it was big enough that I could be aware of it, then I became aware of it. But I think everything that happens on cellular level is just so out of our reach of perception. It's just a slow process when a body has been chronically in such a disaster zone. It takes time. But
most
overall, I'm doing a major breakthrough that I'm back on this planet and want to be here and can be here. And I can even get up in the morning without getting to the Beamer right away. I can wait for an hour or two and I function. So
yeah.
That was not possible even a few months back. So it just seems to be nothing is changing for a while. And then my body, I feel like, oh, now I feel something. Now I realize something else has changed in my life and made my life a little bit more free for me and gives me more choices how to live a day.
Yeah, so instead of, and I like how you put it, instead of you continue to decline in health, it basically arrested that, allowed the body then to start working on itself and generating, and then the improvements slowly start to come out. Sybilla, we have three more callers I'd like to get to here. I want to thank you so much. Yes, and also, Mike, do you want to share something really quick? We have three more callers yet, and we've got 8 minutes to go.
I'll be brief. Sybilla, thank you. You're always on the calls. We love to hear your testimony. But what keyed me about what you said is when you feel like you have better brain fog removal, your body feels better in other areas. When you feel like you don't have discomfort in your knees, you feel better overall. So that was important when I heard you say that, because it helps in a lot of areas of our body.
Awesome. Okay. So let's get to the other.
Thank you.
Sybilla, love you, girl, and keep up the great work. And you definitely you deserve this too, by the way. All righty. Let's get on to our next one. Let's go to 307-660. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Janine and Gillette. And
hey, Janine.
Hi, great, beautiful day here. We're just recovering from a snowstorm. So, yeah, it's great to see some sunshine. Yeah, so I heard about Beamer through a holistic practitioner, Dr. Corrine Allen, and so we had sent my grandson to one of her brain camps, and she always has all the latest and greatest things going on, and it's a two-week brain camp, and she said we had to get one of these Beamers, and so we did, and I didn't get on it. I didn't try it. And I really didn't know that much about it. Then I went to an academy. I had a friend also buy one from Dr. Allen. And we went to the academy together where we learned everything we needed to know and how to be compliant. And then I was convinced that even though I hadn't tried the Beamer yet, I needed a Beamer, so I did. I think it was Co-America, one of those interest-free deals. So I got my Beamer after my grandson, and I love my Beamer. So I trusted Dr. Allen enough to just go for it for my grandson, and then it's like, well, if he needs one, I definitely need one, and I got one. And so I just finished a 10-week jiu-jitsu self-defense class, and I'm going to be signing up for their women's class, and I'm 64, and I didn't think I could do it, and I did it, and now I'm going to continue to do it, and it's all thanks to Beamer. I definitely need my Beamer after I'm done with the class, and I don't think I could do the class without my Beamer.
That's so amazing, Janine. I'm curious. I'd like to break it down a little bit more then. So on your interest on having Beamer, it was more for your grandson. You were thinking about another individual and how it could help them, and then realized, wow, how this could also help yourself? Is that kind of the how the things happened?
Yes, and I didn't use a Beamer while I was there. She had like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 people at this brain camp, so all of her equipment, you know, was being used by the people attending the brain camp. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's what's so fun is to hear the actual key moment, what it was to create the interest. In your case, it was like, hey, I want to help my grandson. In other people's cases, like, you know what? I think this is something my parents could use. You know, with Sevilla, it was like, I understand the science of this and I have nothing to lose. I'm going to give it a shot. And I believe in that science. And, you know, she's getting her life back. You know, so the stories continue on and on. Janine, thank you so much. We got a couple more people and I want to get to them. And you definitely deserve it. So keep up the jujitsu and just always remember that you like me, okay? I don't want to piss you off.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, you want to give a
Thanks,
word?
Janine. Well, she's on the call so many times, and she just speaks so clearly about the Beamer, and I always like hearing you, Janine. And I love Wyoming.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes left, so I want to get to these other people here, too. So let's get to 407-421. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with?
Hi there. This is Denise from sunny Florida.
Hey, Denise.
Hey there. I first saw my Beamer, was introduced to the Beamer by the chiropractor that I was seeing. I have one of those issues with the shoulders that kind of tears a little bit, and it needs to be surgically repaired, and I'm happy to say that through the Beamer sessions that I was getting from him, this is over 4 or 5 years ago, I did not have to have surgery. I still have full range of motion, and they didn't have good financing at the time, and I really couldn't afford it, so I didn't get it, stupidly. And so the following year, I had some severe stomach issues, and so I rented it for 2 weeks before going on a cruise, and I was able to eat and drink whatever I wanted on the cruise, and still stupidly didn't buy one. And then a couple of months later, a few weeks before my 50th class reunion, I fell on both my bad knees at my mom's nursing home. And so I rented again for another 2 weeks, and I was able to go to my class reunion, dance my heart out at the reunion, and walk all over Manhattan for 5 days after that. So finally, when we got home and we realized what we paid to rent it for, in essence, a month, we could have made 4 payments of buying it.
Yep.
So I took the plunge. I found a 0% credit card. Took the plunge and bought it and was never sorry a day in my life since then.
That's awesome.
It has helped us out so tremendously.
God, so awesome. You deserve this, definitely. And I want to give to our other caller. I hate to leave callers without recognition. So Denise, thank you. All righty. And let's get to our last one here. We've got 1 minute left, and we've got 970-688. You're live on Blog Talk. I've got it to you for a minute.
Hello, this is Peter from Eagle, Colorado.
Hey, Peter.
Hi, Peter. Hey. Hello. I'll brief my story as quickly as possible. A friend of mine 12 or 15 years ago had a bad climbing accident. He somehow survived, and through his recovery process, found out about the Beamer, and he said he would not be the person he is today without it. So that sort of inspired me to take it to the next level. Shortly thereafter, I ran into a few other people who had amazing stories, testimonials, and I just knew at that point in time with where my health was and what I had been through, I had to get one. And so, you know, one way or another, I was going to make it work, and I ended up purchasing one, and that was in like the beginning of 2016 and have never looked back. And I guess the message I wanted to share is, you know, life is a journey and Beamer is a journey. You know, you're always wanting more physically from your health and well-being, but it's like the daily process. It's like trying to get fit and fast on a bike, as you know, Greg. It's not just one ride. It's every ride put together. So it's all a journey, and that's the way it just sort of hit me when I hit number one. Like, I had to share that piece.
Yep, we're over on time, Peter, but get a hold of me, brother. You know I'm here to help you. Thanks so much.
I'll reach out after.
There you go, and here we go. And thanks so much, Peter. Mike, do you want to carry us out?
Well, it's interesting. We had so many good callers today, Greg. Thank you for hosting. And how many people said, I didn't think I could afford it, but I got a Beamer? And that's a really important key. It's not about the cost. It's about our health. And we're all so thankful for having a Beamer. And thanks, everyone, for sharing with us today.
You know, there was something that was said. They said Beamer's value doesn't decrease based on someone's ability to see its worth. Think about that.
Amen.
Again. Beamer's value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see its worth. When you understand what it does, you'll find out this is a very inexpensive investment on your health to totally turn your life around. So with that, everybody, I want to thank so much for Mike helping me out today. We spent time at the manager's meeting. It was great to spend time with this young man. He is an amazing, amazing gentleman, the most polite, kindest person you would ever meet. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Make sure you check out Roundtable Wednesday tomorrow and Equine Thursday. Listen to the recordings. Here's your homework. Share Blog Talk Radio with a couple people on your team and or contact your upline and have them check out a couple recordings. Let's bring the numbers up. Let's help carry this show into the future. Everybody, thank you so much. It has been my pleasure to be your host along with Mike being co-host today. Everyone, please take care. Have a great, great week, and let's all Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.